All right, let's call the meeting to order, please. It is 1:00. Has everyone had a chance to look at the agenda? Any additions or deletions?
No additions.
Any deletions? No. All right, we have a mover. Let's cross that out, Tim.
Okay.
We have a mover?
Move.
Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Reading and confirmation of minutes. Everyone have a look at the minutes. Can we have a mover for the minutes, please?
Honky.
Seconder.
McDougal.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Financials, payment of accounts.
McDougal.
You want me to read that?
No, he moved it.
Yeah.
Okay. Seconder, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
And then the fire checks, please.
Can we have a mover for that, please?
McDougal.
Honky.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Public Works, we are going to, that's all there is for, is there another one? No, that's it.
That's good. Thank you.
Public Works, meeting of August 26th, you have that. Okay. Same with the Building Inspector, we have those reports. We have the report of the Senior Utility Operator. And we will go to verbal reports. Counselor Sterk.
None for me.
Nothing.
Counselor McDougal.
We had a planning district meeting yesterday where the main topic was dissolving of the planning district. So we've got a public hearing for that scheduled. It'll be advertised, but for October 27th at 4:30.
Where?
Venue to be determined, but we're talking tentatively here if it can be booked in the Lakemouth Municipal Office.
I'll double check that it's free, but no problem, because you'll be here to open and close the door.
You bet. Not even that. That's all I've got.
Okay, and all I had, of course, was a museum. They had their Heritage Day on Sunday, and that went quite well. And, that's about it. And there's meetings coming up, though, now, because I have work this week, Thursday night, things of that nature. So, okay, communications. Number one, Harry Polchinski requests permission to hunt trap on municipal lands. Those are the same ones he's always...
Yes, exact same ones. And we just confirmed that none of those were the properties that
right.
The municipality has sold.
Okay. Do we have a mover?
Honky.
Seconder?
Sterk.
Delmer. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number two, Manitoba Environment and Climate Change. We have proposal for information of the Winnipeg River Watershed District. Okay, we gave them, they could look into it and get back to us, which was 9 months. So we're going to table that right now.
Yeah, I'd like to find out how these member appointments got
picked and how they got
picked,
they got stationed or
I see by their map and whatever, but I was one municipality with 27 or 26% get 7 votes and us and Piney with 26 or 27% get 4 votes. And
yep.
I get it's by region, but why do they have 2 in those regions?
Yeah.
Why isn't it just 1? So I'd like more clarification on that.
I can make that question. Admin will request information on the allotment.
Yeah.
That's why we're going to table it at this point, because there's
lots of unanswered questions with this.
What's that?
A lot of unanswered questions with this.
Well, would they be able to, could we ask them to come visit us? Remember a few years ago when they did come here?
That's really what
maybe
our resolution stated when we said
them.
Yes.
We have a price now, and we know what it's going to cost. Just...
Would you prefer to have them out here if you have more questions, or would you like me just to get this one answer unless there's more you'd like to speak to them on? They have said that they would be more than welcome to come.
Well, our very first resolution was passed, that's what they was to give them permission so that we could ask the questions and they would come out. So let's follow through with that and have them come out.
Sure.
No problem. We will set up a delegation for you and we will try for your next council meeting if that might suit them.
Yeah, that one. It's, yeah, whatever.
Well, whenever they're available, I guess. I don't know, is there a deadline for us to have an answer back?
October 31st.
October 31st, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so there's
three more council meetings.
There's three more council meetings. Okay, number three, Interlake Eastern Region Regional Health Authority, Community Wellness Facilitator about Super Clinic Information. Well, Marilyn has that, and it's good. Thank goodness she can has all that. So there we go, Marilyn Sitar, that is. Number four, Auditor General, report of 6 municipal allegations and gaps in provincial oversight. So it's just information to us. Number five, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, Public Liaison Committee notice of Atomic Energy of Canada, limited contract transitions for the management and operations of Canadian Nuclear Laboratories. Again, it's information. And number six, Association of Manitoba Land Surveyor, concern of persons working that are unqualified and acting unlawfully. I guess it's just something that was sent out to us.
It's interesting. I actually, we had a survey come across our files here, and it was done by just an individual evening surveyor.
Yeah.
So I kind of questioned if this association here sent this out just to bolster support for their own members.
Yeah.
But I did do some homework, and you have to be a surveyor, part of their association in Manitoba, to do any work.
To do any surveying.
They are the governing body for every surveyor in Manitoba, and what they attached here, their schedule, or Section 2 of the Act, is pretty explicit. So
yeah.
I think that what we saw was a contravention of the law.
Yeah.
Interesting, because
it
could have affected us.
So is there something... Good question. Maybe we should put out on our
we have
page or something like that on our.
We can do that if you like. We also have the list of Manitoba surveyors right in our entranceway there.
Yeah.
Because anybody that comes in, we always make sure they know. And we've had people that have said to us, but my friend does it, and they'll send us a business card or something. And we appreciate that. But then I have to go back to them and say, it must come from the Manitoba Land Surveyors. So it why I put it on the agenda was just because I think it's very important for our ratepayers to know when we're giving them these regulations, it's not our regulation. This is the law.
Or trying to cost them more money by using someone who has to.
Yeah, we would never want to do that.
Registered.
We're only making sure they're legal.
Well, that's good. Having the list up there is good.
It's not very long.
No.
It's only about 9 or 12.
Number seven, Moon Gate Guest House, invitation for Reeves attendance to Métis Arts and Cultural Days to welcome participants to Whitemouth.
I have a resolution should council see fit, whereas Moon Gate has requested the Reeves attendance to their Métis Arts and Crafts Cultural Days on October 3rd and 4th. Now, therefore, be it resolved that this request is hereby approved, and be it further resolved that he be reimbursed as per municipal bylaw.
Can we have a mover?
I'll start.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. That's the third, right?
Yes. We've confirmed that you said you will be able to go on the third in the morning.
Okay. Number eight, Rural Municipality of Reynolds, notice of public hearing for bylaw number 042025. Information. Number nine, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, notice of regional gathering of leaders meeting. That meeting will be held in November, I think it is.
November 5th.
November 5th.
So just in case anybody's interested, I wanted you to know ahead of time if you wanted to do that meeting, you're welcome.
Yeah.
I went last year as part of the Winnipeg River Community Futures, and I'd like to propose we do a resolution. If anyone on council wants to attend, they can, because it was very informative.
Yeah, I think it's good to go to.
I don't know if I'll make it this year, but it was good.
Do you want that now, or?
Whereas an invitation has been received from Canadian Nuclear Laboratories for a regional gathering of leaders on November 5th, 2025, pardon me. Now, therefore, be it resolved that all council is hereby approved to attend, and be it further resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws.
Mover, please.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Number 10, Town of Bossier, notice of public hearing for bylaw number 182425. Info, excuse me, unfinished business. Lagoon, lift station design drawing reviewed by Whitmore staff and Manitoba Water Services Board, awaiting their report. Borrowing bylaw draft, so I think administration is working hard on this and get a draft to us for the next meeting, and would that next meeting be first reading then?
As long as council's comfortable with it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Number 2, water line south of Elma, awaiting the rural municipality of Reynolds response, table to October 14th. What we understand now is Reynolds is doing door to door, but I think what we should do also is continue with our administration to pursue our end of it, where our line cuts off to 506 for our ratepayers with or without Reynolds.
We can certainly look into that for you.
We've been waiting, you know, it's not that, you know, this is where we started the project and then we had interest to join in, so we should just continue for our ratepayers and see what happens there.
Thank you for the direction. We'll look into that for you.
Number 3, zoning bylaw. Again, that's tabled. It's a work in progress. Then the next one we will refer to in camera, which is Chief Administrative Officer position. We will finish off with new business first. Fire department bylaw. So that was information we were looking for that time when. Okay. And then number 2 was the sand shed tender.
I have a resolution prepared should council see fit. Whereas advertisements have been placed and received for a concrete floor 35 feet by 31 feet 4 inches for our sand shed, now therefore be it resolved that the quote received in the amount of $19,196.36, including all taxes from Raleigh Construction, is hereby accepted.
That's the only tender?
I'll make that motion.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Number 3, meeting date inquiry for November and December. Is that because AMM is on in November?
Yeah. So we just wanted to make sure we get it right, that with these meetings, would council be okay? Because November 25th, you'll be at AMM. So would it be a consideration of council to possibly do 2 meetings in December on the 2nd and the 16th, and then we would not do the one on the November 25th?
I think so.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So what
we're shut down for Christmas anyways?
Well, shut down, but you don't have anything that lasts a week regardless.
Okay, so what we're going to be doing then is, if I could please have a resolution, that we will be holding only 1 meeting in November, and in December there will be 2. What we are doing is canceling November 25th, and we are having 2 meetings in December, which is December 2nd and 16th.
We have a mover for that? Seconder?
When is our first meeting in November, sorry?
12th.
Thank you.
We had changed it because of the members. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, hold it. I just want to write this down. December what? 2nd?
And 16th.
And 16th, right?
Mm-hmm.
And cancel that other one.
Cancel the 25th, yes.
Okay. So once we pass it, I can put it in my...
Yeah, if, as long as you pass
so
it.
So a mover? Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Okay. Write her down, Tim.
Okay.
And we will change it on our website.
We will have public works then in the mornings on those dates also.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go on camera.
Wait.
Okay.
Yeah, we get a...
Mm-hmm.
Get a
we got to move to the on camera first.
Yep. In camera.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. All right. No, I couldn't scroll, I can't.
Okay, so we're out of camera, and I have a resolution proposed, please. Whereas the rural municipality of Whitemouth must appoint a chief administrative officer to administer the duties under the Municipal Act. Now therefore be it resolved that the council of the rural municipality of Whitemouth does hereby appoint, hire Lacey Smith to the chief administrative officer position effective October 1st, 2025, and be it further resolved that she be paid at the rate of $95,000 per year with a monetary review to be completed by January 1st, 2026.
I'll move that.
Seconder, please. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried.
Congrats.
Thank you very much. And if I can please have a adjournment.
Can we have someone to adjourn the meeting, please? Mover. Seconder. All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Meeting adjourned.